This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, man. Well, we'll see.
You made the update, Joe.
Tell you what, Andrew Painter got bumped from the update.
Yes, for you.
For Beat the Hammer. All right, hope everyone's having a good start to your Friday morning. Final unofficial spring weekend of the year. Think about that. Because next weekend, guys, we're going Memorial. Wait, yeah, next weekend, right? Yeah, yep. Memorial Day. And it's an early Memorial Day. That's why it threw me off for a second. I think it's one of the earliest Memorial Days you can have, maybe the earliest. So I hope you're having a great start to your...
What a weird year this is.
It has been weird.
It feels like every, the Christmas break, Every break, it's just off a little bit.
I totally agree with that. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, are you enjoying the NBA playoffs this year? Now, we're going to continue to do a ton on the Eagles because we got a lot to get to, including more on the schedule and more on Doc from what he said it was yesterday. But I do want to play some audio. Doc, Eagles, great. Cole Hamels, Phillies, great. Just if you catch my drift.
But not Hugh Douglas.
Well, I mean... <Yep. laughs>
What was that?
Is he going to kill me on Monday?
I hope so.
He might actually.
I was just going to say, like, are you scared to be in the same area as him
bit.
Now?
A little scared.
Yeah.
And I love you. But, I mean, when he climbed up the back of Sean King. When he took Jim Miller and said,
now.
Hey, Jim Miller's shoulder, meet the ground. It's great.
You can't do that. Nope. The disrespect has been given out already, Joe.
It was real, and it was very, pretty massive.
Backsies.
It was pretty massive.
All right, so Cole Hamels, obviously a Phillies great. Cole was on this week with Joe and Hugh, ironically enough, talking about Bryce Harper. I found this perspective interesting. Cole had already talked about how he thinks Bryce is put so much pressure on himself to succeed. And I thought this was some really interesting perspective.
I think just for him, it's just to step back and to relax and know that he is one of the greatest baseball players of all time. I mean, the guy's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So I know he wants to win, and I know that's one of his big things is to win, and especially to win in Philadelphia. It's very important to him. So it's just simplifying a little bit and not getting out of zone. You can see the stats. I mean, he's not seeing the fastball. And so for him, it's to look for the off speed that's in the zone, and anything that's out of the zone, let it go. I mean, walks are just as good. Look at Schwarber. I mean, getting on base is huge. Look how he's continuing to do it. You don't have to always get hit.
You know what would have been interesting, John, with you, because obviously you're a world-class athlete, pro football player. If you had those skills in either baseball or golf, it would have been interesting how it would have meshed with your personality. And the reason I say that, like, I don't think the kind of things that happen in football and in baseball and golf happen in football. Like, you just go out there, you got to do your job, hit the guy in front of you, block
him.
It's
so different.
Baseball is so mental.
It's so different.
Right?
I've thought about this many, many times. The things that I was good at, it was like the collision, the impact.
Right.
I was good at putting my face on your face. face as hard as I could, and then like let whatever happens happen.
Which
like,
is kind of slump like, proof. My point is, it's slump proof.
If I put max effort into every hit I can, like even when I'm hurt and it doesn't feel like I can go, I'm gonna give max effort no matter what. And really, that's the recipe that I found that was most successful, and it worked up until, you know, your body stops working.
Sure, of course, yeah, but, exactly.
So it was very simple, a very simple formula for me. I think baseball, there's just so much that goes into it that
it's the more mental.
It is.
Oh, no question. I find it overwhelming for me because I'm tuned to something so completely different. It feels like caveman. Sitting in a cave without even a fire because we're not that technologically adept yet compared to, you know, Jetsons futuristic for baseball.
How about that analogy? By the way, up ahead here, all sorts of stuff, including an update on me and Jack with the athletic competition, why the NFL chose the Eagles Cowboys. They actually have come out and said why. We'll play that audio shortly.
And their reason why.
Yeah, what they said.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Their reason why. We know why they picked them.
You're saying their stated reason why is what
you're saying.
Correct. Okay, all right. We'll get to that. Well, I think it's kind of implied on what the guy said. We'll get to that. And also more from Hamels and Doc and all this stuff. Let's get to Patty right now. Patty, good morning.
Good morning, crew. How are you?
Awesome, Patty.
Fantastic, Patty.
Good. Hammer, you were wrong. You have to accept it. You lost. And you know what's funny, too? What? I'm very bad at those trivia questions, and that's the only question I got right today.
So great.
Patty, you know when a person dies and then they put dirt on the grave? That's what you just did to me. You put
the dirt
on top of me.
Glad I could make your day, Joe.
Well, you gave me a chuckle, and I appreciate that.
No problem. No problem. Just wanted to talk about the Eagles a little bit. First of all, I think Dallas couldn't be a better team that we open with, and they can watch us unveil that banner.
I agree.
Especially with Dak Prescott, with all his trash talk, and Emmitt Smith, go Birds.
I like that.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Phillies this week, I think they are going to sweep the Pirates. They just got to stop trying to swing for the fences. Just get a hit, get on base, and we can do it.
They've been pretty good at that this year, Patty.
They play small ball. They're a small ball team. Other than Schwarber, like no one is hitting home runs at a normal pace.
Who has the second most? Is it Bryce?
I think it might still be Bryce, yeah.
Probably.
I just hope they can, you know.
I don't think it's Bryce. I would guess it might be Cassidy.
One of those two. Hold on.
Yeah. Anyway, Patty, go ahead.
Kepler.
I think it's Bryce. You know, it's just as long as they can keep doing that, I think we are definitely going to have a successful season. Back to the Eagles. I apologize. Their schedule is horrible. I was looking at it this morning. I don't like the fact that we play home, we play away, we play home, we play away.
Yeah, they have no consecutive home games.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I don't know who said it earlier, but those two Washington games at the end, horrible.
It's so dumb. That part is really dumb.
And they're sandwiched around a Bills game. The Bills, the team that I think has a great chance to represent the AFC.
You know, very odd.
It's messed up.
All right, Patty, you got a shot to win this $100 gift card. Who or what is cheesy?
The Green Bay Packers cheese hats.
Had already been said,
Maria
right?
Maria said it.
Give me a different answer, Patty.
Sorry, that's the only one I had this morning. I didn't hear that it was already said.
Patty, great call. Appreciate that. All right, so the NFL has said why they picked the Eagles and Cowboys. I think it actually makes a lot of sense. And I think they're pretty forthcoming here with what they how they presented it. There's a guy named Mike North, not the radio personality Mike North, but someone who's an executive with the NFL, part of putting the schedule together and broadcast-related stuff and all this stuff. Mike North went on record yesterday with Ross Tucker in his podcast and talked about why it's Dallas as opposed to other teams. Listen to what he said.
There were a lot of good options. We looked at Denver. We looked at Washington. We looked at Detroit. All would have been great. Rams would have been good. What it came down to, honestly, on Dallas was these last couple of years, it feels like the fans haven't gotten full value, really, out of Cowboys-Eagles. That's one of the top, you know, five games of the year, every year when we go into it, thinking about these two Cowboys-Eagles games. And so it's usually kind of one early and one late. Well, these last couple of years, that one late hasn't really panned out the way we'd all hoped, whether it was somebody had quarterback injury or records were a little disappointing, or heck, we had a year where the Eagles had a playoff spot clinched and by the time they got to the Cowboys game. So thinking about getting one of those in early, can't get any earlier than week one. Both teams undefeated, Dak coming back, new coach, and you know the Eagles fans are probably pretty excited about hanging a banner in front of the Cowboys. So it felt like a really good opportunity and a chance to go really big in maybe a window we don't usually go really big, but I think that's a consistent theme throughout the whole schedule.
So, Ree, I'm guessing your thing is you frustrated he didn't say it's about TV ratings. But,
yeah,
but I think it's implied. He's saying it's such a big game, and we've been shortchanging that game.
Here's where I will agree 100%. Like, I'm looking forward to Eagles-Dallas. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love to start the hate early and often.
Yep.
But the Cowboys do not deserve this stage. This stage should be about the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, winning the Super Bowl. I think it would have been better served with Washington. We got to wait till December 20th. You know, that's a rematch of the NFC Championship.
But with Dak healthy, like, I don't think they're going 5-12. I think they're going to be much better than that.
I agree.
I don't.
People act like they're a joke. I don't think they're a joke.
Everybody talks about the Eagles schedule. The Cowboys have a six games in a row, and the only team in the NFL where they're facing six teams that I believe won 11 or more games. I mean, they have a brutal part of their schedule.
Well, the Eagles are two of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Devin, you think Dallas is worthy?
I haven't had an issue with them playing Dallas and having to, you know, watch the Eagles unveil their Super Bowl banners in week one. I understand the statement from the NFL and, like, the reasoning behind it, but it also doesn't make sense that the Commanders game is so late in the season.
Well,
so
I'm okay
with the Cowboys being week one. I'm not okay with the Commanders being all the way at the end and the Eagles having to face them twice in 3 weeks.
I agree with that entirely. Part of who will be out there versus the Cowboys will be, of course, Lane Johnson. Now, he'll be out there for the first time in his career without Brandon Graham as an Eagle. And obviously, you know, the core four, as we've, you know, been calling them for a few years, the guys that really stayed around a long time, Fletcher Cox, Jason Kelce, Brandon Graham, Lane Johnson, there's only one left. Lane was on Chris Long's podcast talking about that reality. Interesting perspective here from Lane.
It's weird seeing all your friends and teammates come back, you know, and just, yeah, really, I think it hit me hard last year when Fletch showed up, and I was like, bro, you should be out here. I forgot what game it was or who we were playing, but I saw him before the game, and I was like, man, I miss Fletch.
Isn't it weird when you see a guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It is weird. Just because you've been around this guy and just not even like everyday life. It's been like the most challenging, you know, fighting for your life type of thing. So it's weird seeing him like in a peaceful state of mind. And it seems like all of our friendships were formed with adversity or, you know, us being under pressure. So it's weird seeing guys in like a different phase of life. I'm kind of living through them. You know, I'm seeing some peace and some tranquil eyes.
I mean, it really is different, John, between the combat of a game and not. It's like,
Wow.
Big difference.
He's saying he's seeing, wow. It's a great way to put it. He's seeing peace in people's eyes, tranquil eyes in his former teammates, and he's the only one left, you know, fighting like this. Yeah. Like he knows. And he knows someday he'll be one of those guys, but he's not in any rush to make that soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.